Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I got Fancy Bryant here in the world headquarters with me. I can see you, Fancy. How you doing, big guy?
I don't even know what to do with myself.
Nor I.
My hands are being used, but otherwise I wouldn't know what to do with them.
You know, it's great to see you, big guy. Glad you made the trip. I know you love hanging out with Crudy.
It's fun. We're doing some things. We're making things happen. We're making some cookies and baking them in the oven together.
I got the Easy Bake, you know, the light bulb. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It'll bake up nicely.
Yeah, you get a nice solar-powered light bulb. We're good to go.
Fancy Bryant, you have a nice Father's Day, big galoot that you are?
Absolutely. Went to a birthday party. Then I went to a Cubs game yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. Cubs game.
Went to an awesome Cubs game, even though they lost. It was playing Atlanta. It was a perfect, beautiful day. I sat in the shade, had breeze coming on me. It was Juneteenth. Everybody was celebrating, sold out crowd, got to eat some amazing wings, and then walked through the neighborhoods where Darby was born and grew up. It was pretty awesome.
That seems like a great day. Very nostalgic, other than the big L, you know, Cubs game. Walk through the old hood with the missus and the daughter. Man, that's a great day.
I felt real again, man. It's good.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't, you know, no offense. I actually had a nice Father's Day. I took my father-in-law and my brother-in-law golfing. And then me and the kids and, you know, my brother-in-law and his son, we all went out to dinner. So, you know, not bad. We ate and we golfed. But, you know, I saw everyone else had, like, their kids posted something heartfelt and sentimental on the Facebook. My kids didn't feel so moved.
Well, I didn't put anything on Facebook either. My dad's on Facebook, but I'm like, yeah, you know, just I flooded the zone with so much political stuff that I, you know, I kind of have to make a choice on that.
You know, only a week ago I had a birthday. My kid acknowledged my birthday. Dad, you're the greatest. Something like that, you know?
Well, it probably popped up in his timeline.
And he didn't realize it was Father's Day. I got a card. My wife was very nice to me. I went to the store. I bought a couple items for myself. Some good sunglasses. Tired of squinting through the cheap sunglasses. You get the gas stations. I've been wearing a lot of those this summer. So far, you know, it's like glorious 95 and sunny here in Madison. It's like we're tropical these days.
Yeah, it's a little bit humid. The large folks like myself don't really don't last very well on this, but I'm getting better. Gonna have to get used to it, everybody.
The humidity. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. So anyways, got some sunglasses and bought myself a new Badger hat. You know, I'm something of a homer. If you didn't know, I broadcast here in the great state of Wisconsin. Some say, including yours truly, greatest state ever.
I've been told.
Best state ever. You know, we have the unique shape and all that stuff. We got stuff going for us here.
I haven't seen you wear the Badger hat in a while. What happened to your, you had to get a new one?
Several Badger hats, and I only like one brand. Like they're clothy. And so I've been telling my family for like four birthdays, four Christmases, four Father's Day. Hey, can I get a new Badger hat, please? You know, I don't like to buy my own stuff anymore.
And did they say, yeah, go get one?
No, everyone like gets me like Badger hats that I don't like. You know, they just buy me any old Badger hat. And I'm like, well, if I'm not wearing that one or that one or that one. So finally I just broke down. I said, I will buy my own freaking Badger hat. I bought the same hat. I got like four of in the closet, but they're all getting, you know, they sweat through, they get ratty and washed and rattier and painted on, you know, like to age them. They're all classics now.
Yeah, they actually have a way to do that in I usually when I get cast in things, I usually play like a blue collar worker or some kind of guy who's been doing stuff. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. I know the or a guy who deserves to get punched.
That
in
seems
the face.
Like a miscast. To yeah, me, yeah. But continue
for sure. You know, and they have to distress your clothes. So that what they do is they have an entire method for taking new stuff.
Oh, I would have thought
making it look old. So
just putting you in the clothes would have distressed the clothes.
Usually
somewhat.
It does. It stretches them out. It gives them a little bit of ironing, and then stuff is peeled by the end of the day. You got to get it all in one take. Otherwise, we're screwed with me. Don't listen if you're listening, film producers. Anyway, point is, they put me in this stuff, and they have to distress the thing. So they basically run over it with cars and throw it in the dirt and just stomp on it. And
Are you wearing the clothes at that time?
No.
Oh, you're not speed bumps now.
Well, they haven't asked me to do that yet. I wouldn't think it's a union thing.
It'd be more authentic if you did.
I would think so.
You know what I find just a little distressing? This headline of the day. Let's do a little politics.
I like that.
The Texas GOP, the grand old party, great state of Texas. Well, they rejected a couple of things. Had their party convention this weekend. You know, the Democratic Party has their big convention this weekend as well. I'm going to be there. I'm going to broadcast it. You will hear it if you tune in on Saturday night. We'll give you all the speeches. We'll give you a little pregame coverage from yours truly. I'll be in La Crosse. I'll be in the 3rd CD, Western Wisconsin. Or, you know, if you're looking at the back of Russ Feingold's hand or by the pinky, kind of pinky joint right there. That's where La Crosse is. And that's my old stomping grounds. Me and Dominic, we were college roommates in La Crosse. So I got both the broadcasters, the convention. I'm going to be off on Wednesday. Kristen Bry is going to fill in for me on Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to that.
Kristen Bry, comedian. She does Ascos, Wisconsin. She's, you know, she's got lots of different media things. She does something for the Journal Sentinel. And I know she fills in sometimes on the inferior, but somewhat bigger stick down the dial. Anyways, Kristen is going to fill in for me. I feel very... very pleased to have her do so. That will be this Wednesday. And then I will be broadcasting Thursday and Friday, and then a little special coverage Saturday. And Don will join me. We'll do our little connection, at least through the, you know, the media airwaves. We're not actually going to be in the same place because I'll be partying in La Crosse, and he's got something back in Milwaukee. But anyways, here is the distressing lead headline. It's from the Texas GOP. They've made a couple of adoptions for their platform. Number one, we reject homosexuality. It's abnormal.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they voted on it. They made it part of their platform. We reject homosexuality. And the other thing is we reject democracy.
Oh,
they
very good.
Literally reject democracy. Let me bring you some of CNN's coverage. The Republican Party of Texas over the weekend adopted a resolution at its state convention that rejects President Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. We don't believe it. Further aligning the state party establishment with former President Donald Trump in pushing false election claims. Here is the specific resolution that was voted on. We reject the certified results of the 2020 presidential election, and we hold that acting President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States. Read the resolution passed by voice vote in Houston on Saturday. We strongly urge all Republicans to work to ensure election integrity and to show up to vote in November 2022. Bring your friends and family, volunteer for your local Republicans, and overwhelm any possible fraud.
Hey, Republicans of goodwill, if there are any left, please do something.
Brian Bodine, not spelled fancy like your name. Again, the reporting of CNN, talking about the Texas GOP party convention this weekend. Before the final resolution was adopted, Brian Bodine, a platform committee member, who says he wrote the resolution, you know, the we don't believe the last election resolution, proposed an amendment about the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. It asserted that the, And here's the quote, Fancy Brian. Rights of those charged with crimes have been violated and rejected the narrative, air quotes, that events at the U.S. Capitol represented an insurrection. The proposal drew applause and chants of let's go, Brandon. Matt Rinaldi, chairman of the committee, ruled the amendment was out of order and would not be considered. But the platform also included a section calling homosexuality an abnormal lifestyle choice and opposing all efforts to validate transgender identity. They voted on it. They don't believe in other human, you know, other humans' right to their own sexuality.
Great job. Great job. At Wrigley, I ran into a dude running down the street yelling, let's go, Brandon. I told him to shut the F up. And then as he was running away, called me a P word. It was great.
Was he running fast? You could have caught him, big guy.
I'm not walking faster than I can. I'm not going to run after the guy. My daughter's with me. The guy kept on saying it over and over and over again. Okay, we got your point. Shut the F up. You're a man. And then ran away. It was great.
Very, very courageous act. The rando. Anyways.
Well, when you can't, you know, bring yourself to swear in front of people, you know.
A little bit more here from CNN's reporting from Texas. The state party's platform has not yet been finalized, according to Jeff Wesolek, a spokesperson for the Texas GOP, but votes are being tallied on each individual plank. Also during the convention, Texas Senator John Cornyn, a lead GOP negotiator on the bipartisan gun talks, received boos from his home state crowd after he said he had fought and kept President Biden's gun-grabbing wish list off the table. And then they booed him, the home state guy, because he's not harsh enough. Democrats pushed for an assault weapons ban. I said no. They tried to get a new 3-week mandatory waiting period for all gun purchases. I said no. Universal background checks, magazine bans, licensing requirements. The list goes on and on and on. I said no, no. 1,000 times no. Cornyn said. So what's left, John? You know, you told us a lot of stuff you're not for. The Texas GOP, they're not for gun reform. They're not for, what, homosexual rights. And certainly, they ain't for democracy. Come back. Devil's Advocates. It's Monday. Get to work, blue-collar style. Distressed and all that kind of stuff.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That plus